Okay, it's 1 o'clock, friends in New York City, and we were delighted and are delighted and indeed privileged to have Enda Kenny, who is the Taoiseach, the Prime Minister of Ireland, who is in America for this weekend in the United States, did very well in Washington on Friday and into Saturday, then on to Boston for the parade there yesterday, and then with us today, leading the 253rd St. Patrick's Day Parade. He flew in to New York late last night, and again, we were privileged and always are when he pays us a visit at Irish Radio Studios here in New York. So we got him. We got him last night before the shuffle of the day would begin. And so if we go back to last night and greeting Enda Kenny right here in New York City. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and we are delighted to have the Taoiseach, the Prime Minister of Ireland, Enda Kenny, on a weekend actually. First of all, you're very welcome, but on a weekend where you were not in Ireland to be there to clap the loudest for Ireland rugby, now champions, rugby, winning the rugby. Mayo, God help us, did very well yesterday, and as we speak today, Castlevar is doing their almighty best to make a mark. You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you, Adrian. Well, obviously, I don't control the dates of international rugby matches, and as it happened to fall, Ireland competed for the championship in the Six Nations in the Stade de France in Paris yesterday, and obviously had a great victory and held on despite ferocious pressure in the last couple of minutes. That's a big win. Mayo beat Cork in the league. A good win, 4 goals and 12 points, which is a big score. And tomorrow for the All-Ireland Club Football Championships at senior level, Castlebar Mitchell is my hometown club, play St. Vincent's of Dublin, the Dublin champions. And that's going to be a pretty torrid affair, I would think, with a big number turning up. You know, club championships engender ferocious passion among players and supporters, and it really epitomises what it is about community and the power of community, and therefore the allegiance of people to a single objective. It's, if you like, paralleled by the country, the way the people have responded to the challenge that we faced in the last 3 years.
You know,
and where we are now.
You've had, of course, a number of meetings and very significant meetings in Washington, and obviously with the president. But I suppose one that is of great interest to many people in the United States, obviously, is the issue of immigration. And from what we hear, you did not mince your words in address.
Well, it's traditional for the Taoiseach of the day for many years now to come to Washington for the St. Patrick's Day festivities, because the Congress is not sitting next week. The St. Patrick's Day Speaker's Lunch was held on the Friday. So that meant I came out last Wednesday, spent all day Thursday in Washington dealing with business of one sort or another. And then on Friday, I had a meeting with the Vice President at his residence, then a meeting in the Oval Office with the President, then the Speaker's Lunch on Capitol Hill with Speaker Boehner and everybody else included, and afterwards another round of Irish-American business interests. Now, I think it's important that, given the circumstances where we find ourselves, and given the electoral cycle that's building up, there is an opportunity for immigration to be dealt with very clearly here. And it's not for me to dictate, obviously, to American legislators. I cannot do that, nor would it be my wish to do so. But I do think it's very important, as you well know from your experience, that all of these 50,000 undocumented Irish should be brought out of the shadows and should be allowed to have an opportunity to become legalised in this country, to pay their taxes and pay their way and raise their families and have their careers, and be able to travel over and back and around the world as they wish, as they might wish, and come back here because it's their wish to live here. I think that not only from an Irish perspective, but from an American perspective, the country would be so much better off having that psychological pressure lifted off people, that they don't have to live in a twilight zone, that they can find a way to pay their way to help the American economy, to build up this country and to regenerate it, as has always happened over the last 2.5 centuries. Now, I spoke to Speaker Boehner. I commended him for his courageous stance on this and for his outspoken stance on it, Adrian. And I share the same view as the President and the Vice President. So hopefully, when the primaries are over now, and that before the elections in November, that something might be done about this. I think it would be a great response from legislators to deal with an issue which is of great distress in our people, but also for many others.
Absolutely. And we're not looking for anything that a great number of others are doing, except that we have a great history and we have a great...
As you well know, Adrian, from your long experience in this, in 1965, when the Immigration Act was introduced here after President Kennedy went, Ireland actually became the unintended casualties of that, mm-hmm. in that for a country with so much contact with America, with our cultural, musical, art, religious, business, union, political connections, we've actually come out of this one of the worst in the sense of the extent of legitimacy that our people were able to achieve. We used to have up to 17,000 visas originally per year. That dropped way off. So here's a chance now to do something about it. And, you know, in a peculiar way, I brought my children down to the Vietnam Wall in Washington yesterday. And the reason I did that was to give young people a perspective on what war is about. I remember being at school in Castlebar in 1968 when Father Shannon called to the school to say that the brother of one of the students had been shot dead in Vietnam. And that man came to America and became legitimized here and fought for this country and died for this country. Now, all of our people are quite prepared to fight for the economy of this country here if they're legitimized to be able to do so. And the country becomes stronger and better, and so do the people. And that's that's a challenge for the legislators. And I hope they can rise to that challenge.
And they're close enough, I
make this point, Yeah. Like in Ireland over the last couple of years, we have given citizenship to over 27,000 people from around the world, the Filipinos and from other different countries. And far from it being sort of a covered-in session, we make a particular celebration of this, where they go down to the convention centre, they're sworn in by a judge, they have their music there, and they all stand up and sing the national anthem. Whereas before, they used to have to go into court in the middle of assault cases and everything else and say, I'm here to seek citizenship. So now it's a special thing. We give 27,000 of those out. Only 50,000 documented in the United States. So we're a very small part of a large problem here. But I do hope for my discussions now with the President, the Vice President, Speaker Boehner, Republican Paul Ryan, and the Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Bill Goodlatte, that we can make serious progress here. I really do.
Let's talk for a minute about the Irish economy and the rip-roaring success, even ahead of expectation, of where it's at right now.
Well, first of all, Adrian, we want to compliment the people here because it's their to their credit that this has happened. They've put up with a series of very great challenges, probably the most economically challenged since the foundation of the state. Let me give you just a few facts, if I may. In June 2011, interest rates for Ireland, when the country went to borrow on the open markets, were 15%. Last Monday, and the National Treasury Management Agency offered 10-year money at 2.9%, which is extraordinary. We've had 22 consecutive months of a fall in the live register. That means numbers of unemployed dropping. Now, admittedly, there was immigration involved in that, but there were 61,000 new jobs created in Ireland last year. 40% of those came from companies that are less than five years old. If you translated that into an American context, it would be like the United States creating 5 million jobs in a year. Obviously, we're that much smaller. So confidence is returning. We've set out our medium-term plan: 2% growth this year, 2.5 next year, 3% the year after. We'll eliminate our budget deficit. Because the future, Adrian, is about creating jobs. And that's why this link with the United States is so important. The business, software, IT, sciences, trade and commerce, both ways across the Atlantic. Let me say something else. We got the mandate from the European Union leaders and countries last year to open the trade talks between Europe and the United States. This will create a couple of million jobs on either side of the Atlantic. It will set down the regulations for trade for the next 50 years. When we got that from our European colleagues under the presidency of Ireland, chaired by myself indeed as Taoiseach, the G8 summit took place in Fermanagh very shortly afterwards. And President Obama was delighted to hear that news. And he said, okay, let's start these talks. And they did within 2 weeks. There are five more sessions fixed before the summer. I hope we can make real progress here too. Because this is about jobs. It's about men and women having the chance to get up in the morning, go to work, have a job, raise their families, contribute to society, and that's good for everybody. So we've come a long way in a short time.
Right.
Still too much unemployment, Adrian. Still too high level of public debt. Still too much private debt. Still too many in mortgage distress. But we're making headway.
Making headway, and from day one, you've never pretended that it was anything other than what it is turning out to be. We can say with all of the progress, people in Ireland are still suffering. They're still,
yes,
they're part of the,
yes,
recovery.
I'll give you examples.
Yeah.
We've had, you know, negative equity, people unable to pay their mortgages, lose a job, emigration, all of these. If 100,000 people in mortgage distress. Now, we restructured the banks, got rid of some banks, have two pillar banks. We've set targets for the banks, along with the central bank, that every person who's in mortgage or mortgage distress has to be offered a sustainable solution by the end of this year. That means a write down in some cases by banks. It means split mortgages in others. It means where a business was thriving, but they got sucked into the property market, that you break these two things and allow the business to continue to thrive and make an arrangement to meet the property distress mortgage at the end of the day. That's a big psychological pressure taken off people. Now, banks are responding, but they're not responding fast enough.
Yeah.
We need more investment by the banks into the real economy. Second thing, we're working, Adrian, in a lot of different areas to make credit available to small and medium enterprises. Banks have to lend money to make profit. Now, I do notice a number of American multinationals are taking out commercial banking licenses themselves to lend money at their interest rates to companies that use their facilities. I also notice the motor industry, in many cases, is financing the motoring area as distinct from major banks. Three other things that have arisen here. One, we brought in the Silicon Valley banking entity. They are making arrangements for investment in Ireland in the IT sector and other areas.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we brought in the Chinese Investment Corporation. They've put up $100 million for particular investments. Thirdly, we're working with the Germans with what they call their AAA credit rated bank, KfW, to make another allocation of money available for small and medium enterprises. This helps the situation to have more money available, therefore people get more confidence to borrow and to invest. And the final thing is this, under the Financial Ombudsman's Credit Review Office, if you now decide to borrow or look for an investment of up to $3 million, we have allowed the Credit Review Office to check that for validity against the banks turning it down. So let's say Company X is turned down for £1 million of a loan. And they can now go to the credit review office where that applies up to £3 million, and they can overrule the banks and say, this is a sound business proposition. You must lend money to this person.
Fantastic.
So all that's happening. And on top of that, now we're going to focus on the indigenous economy this year. The construction sector, we've brought in a situation for grants for energy efficiency, where registered contractors apply, take it out of the black market and get that moving. The stimulus package of $2.5 billion there for roads. You'll be interested to know that Gort Choom is going to be signed very shortly. Bundles of schools, the Grange Gorman University Complex, Technological University in Dublin, all these things are moving. So that's all part of COVID. I'm not saying on your radio show that we still don't face challenges. We do. But we've come a hell of a long way in a short time, and the credit goes entirely to the people.
Taoiseach, first of all, it is great news, and you bring glad tidings. What I'd like to do is to thank you on behalf of the people of New York in particular for your being here on this 253rd anniversary of the greatest parade and the biggest parade in the world, but 253 years. Just to look and to see that is a history, that is something.
It is.
And that you are here. Yeah. And
it goes beyond just statistics, because it is all those cultural links. And the way this has evolved, when you think that the Great Wall of China, Christ the Redeemer in Brazil, Sydney Opera House, the London Eye, the Eiffel Tower, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, all these things have gone green. Here we have America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And it's important that we recognize both the part that Ireland has played in the evolution of this country, but also the way America has played its part in the continuance of Ireland and its people. These two countries are indelibly and intertwined here, and we want to work on that and build those foundations for the next generation.
All the more reason that we are so happy that you are here.
Thank you, Adrian.
I'm waiting for John Murphy's van to take me to the site. I'm working 7 days a week from morn to dark night. And when I step into the van and gently close the door, the first thing that they ask me is what I did the night before. I'd say that Castlebar in the county of Mayo is the only place in Ireland I'm longing for to go. I greet you with a friendly smile and any time of day. When I set my foot in old Mayo, I never fall astray. A dirty jet, the gangly man, talks about the time. Himself and old John Murphy were deep down in the mine. He said to me, some often and the Dorchester about. If you want to get promotion, get down and sing like hell. Hard sitting back to Castlebar in the county of Mayo. It's the only place in Ireland I'm longing for to go. Where they greet you with a friendly smile and many a time of day. When I set my foot in old Mayo, I never more was a Jeff from Connemara, when he gets in the hum, he talks about the money he made while working on the lum. He blames on Maggie Thatcher and Jim Callaghan as well. He says he's made his money now and they can go to hell. But since back to Castlebar in the county of Mayo, it's the only place in Ireland I'm longing for to go. Where they greet you with a friendly smile and many a time of day. When I set my foot in old Mayo, I never more astray. Higher than the Duke.
We're privileged indeed and honored to have on this very special 253rd anniversary of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York to have Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, and Kenny. Indeed, you might have heard, wherever you are throughout the world, riddled with controversy. So the parade is with many issues, including some setbacks. For instance, Guinness, a major sponsor of the St. Patrick's Day Fifth Avenue Parade, withdrew their sponsorship, as did Heineken and Sam Adams, all beer companies, who were under a lot of pressure, indeed, to boycott the parades, primarily because of great protests from ILGO, the Irish lesbian and gay organizations here in New York and indeed in Boston. So a great grand marshal we have, a labor leader second to none, followed by the name of Jack Ahern. We have the mayor, our new mayor, Mayor de Blasio, and indeed our new city council president, and a slew of others decided not to participate in today's parade. So, as I said to the Taoiseach at the end of our interview, all the more reason that we're happy that somebody with guts is at the head of the parade today, and nobody better than the Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, who happens to be from Castlebar in County Mayo, hence that last little ditty there, saying, take me back to Castlebar, and it's actually that particular version is from another Mayo man, Noel Healy. Let us just for the sake of it, friends, take something nice and maybe easy, and it's a song from Aoife called Nadine. Won't you remember me? listening to Aoife. The song is Nadine. Haha, and our emails are working fine, thank you. 1, 2, 3 in a row there saying the band leader you were talking about for Mayo is not Noel Healy, it's Noel Henry. You're absolutely right. But listen, the slip of the tongue is no fault to the mind. And a sentimental, Anne Breen won't have any of it. She sings Walk Right Back. Yeah. Cut it off. Knock it off.
I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. I'm so lonesome every day. I want you to know that since you walked out on me, nothing seems to be the same old way. Think about the love that burned within my heart for you. Good God, before you went away from me. Walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day.
Well, I'd tell you, leave it to and bring it there. Okay. The Kilt Fanora Jigs from Arcady.
Thank you.
over, the world over, Ireland, of course, is known for its very progressive, highly educated workforce. Except for Christy Moore, he doesn't remember that way at all. Here he is reflecting on his young days in school.
Diamonds low by the rocking horse sweets and the pool of bus fifty while boys to a row. Sing love, love, Ella, the dish ran away with the spoon. Black shoes and stockings for those who say don't. Blue is the colour of side. God made the world, the snake tempted Eve and she died. Why is Christian brothers shabbed in their leathers? Learn it by heart, that's the rule. All I remember is dreading September in school. Oh, when they made me, for better or worse, the fool that I am or the wise man I'll be, and they gave me their blessing, their curse. It wasn't their fault, it was me, not the one that you see. The priest in confession condemns my obsession with thoughts that I do not invite. I mumble and stutter, he slams down the shutter. Good night, you two fatter. Sail to steal, you know how I feel. Someone shoot me while my sword is clear. I don't think they laugh, but my vow to abstain was sincere. Arch confraternity men to the fight, raise up your banners and high. Searching for grace, securing me place when I die. Oh, and they make me, for better or worse, the fool that I am, or the wise man I'll be, and they gave me the blessings or curse. It wasn't their fault, it was me, not the one that you see. Oh God, he kept a very close eye on me. He hung round me bed in the darkness, he spied on me. Cut me in the long grass, so often he died on me. Ballrooms of romance and Saul killed in Mallow, I stood like John Wayne by the wall. Lined up like cattle, we wait to do battle and fall. Ah, you can't wine and dine her in an old Morris Minor. Ask her before it's too late. I danced on girls' toes, accepted rejection as my fate. The rink was my saviour, it made me much braver, but I couldn't hold it too well. I slipped in the coach, it ruined me a butch when I fell. Oh, and they made me, for better or worse, the fool that I am, or the wise man I'll be, and they gave me their blessings or curse. It wasn't their fault, it was me, not the one that you see. Oh God, he kept a very close eye on me. Oh God, he kept a very close eye on me. Oh God, he kept a very close eye on me.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right. So what have you done? Oh, that's all you remember. Okay, Bagpipes, New York, St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the College of Worcester Pipe Band. And, let's go to up north and to Philomena Begley. And indeed she has a solution for everything, because all you have to do is dream, according to you.
Is dream.
Don't sit out there, Philomena.
Dream you've lost someone you care for, and you're aching deep inside. Your mind is in confusion, the hurt you try to hide.
Network USA, www.irishradio.com. From Seamus Shannon in Roscommon, he's going to inject a little bit of Swiss music for us, and indeed it's no trouble to him whatsoever. Alpine Slope. Thank you. Friends, one of the greatest band leaders, indeed, who has traveled all over the United States, all over Canada, and indeed Corkonian, who made many trips to Ireland as well, is our own Paddy Noonan from Cork. And so we have a medley coming up here from Paddy Noonan. He's probably made more records on the Rigo Irish label than many other artists have done, and indeed he produced a lot of records for other artists here too. Paddy Noonan, take it away, Paddy.
Take all the girls in Ireland and put them all together. The girl I love would be them all in any kind of weather. She doesn't wash the powder off because she doesn't wear it. Her face and figure are all her own, it's true, for I declare it, that she's a fine, big, strong, love an agricultural Irish girl. She doesn't paint no powder and her figure is all her own. But she can hit that hard. When you think with a kick of a mew, you got the full of your arms of Irish love with Mary Ann Malone. She's only 17, last class, and still improving greatly. I wonder what she will be like when her bones are set completely. You think your hand will vinify the moment that she shakes it. And if there's any gin around, it's Mary Ann that takes it. For she's a fine, big, strong, love of an agricultural Irish girl. She doesn't paint no powder, and her figure is all her own. But she can hit that hard. Will you think when they think of a mule, you got the full of your arms of Irish love with Mary Ann alone. She has no education, for she's only passed her letters. But for all these hits, a lady, no, you'd never find her better. She doesn't speak Italian, nor read the fashion papers. But whenever there's a row about, she's right in there, be japers. But she's a fine, strong, love of an agricultural Irish girl. She doesn't paint no powder, and her figure is all her own. But she can hit that hard. When you think with a kick of a mule, you got the bull of your arms of Irish love with Mary Ann Malone.
We've heard revolutions and we've read of bloody wars. We've seen her land disfigured with a million Saxon scars. We've seen her ships go sailing with her best from Vale and Hill. While there are stalwart hearts in Ireland yet to fight for Ireland still. There is a grand old country every time. Seas and rivers, rocks and soil and sky. We're God's own people and we'll shout the power of people. It's a grand old country every time. How often we've been flattened out, our history books will show. And Mother England battened down our misery and woe. She baked us and she slaked us while the snivellers cried amen. But the world of knows old Ireland rose above the dust again.
Come on.
more. Go on. Ah, go on, Paddy. Keep it going now. On a Sunday, yes. All right, time to tap the toes again, friends. For Morningstar, very popular group of folk group here. All girls, Morningstar. Round the house, mind the dresser, the Kildare fancy. Thank you. friends, it's 2 o'clock in New York City, where we are, well, first of all, we're going to be with you for the next couple of hours. The St. Patrick's Day Parade is going very well. Brisk, yes. Nippy, yes. No snow, no rain. We've often seen better and definitely often experienced worse. Ah, it's a nice day now, so it is. Fair play. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Tourism Ireland, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, Mutual of America, O'Dwyer and Bernstein, CIE Tours International, Irish Repertory Theatre, the executive producer of the programme, Anya Sheridan, and friends, this is the Adrian Flannelly Show, live from New York City.